This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi, thank you very much for joining me here today for another edition of Auto World. We've got two outstanding guests joining us in this hour. We're going to kick the hour off by chatting with a lady who we need to have on the show more often. We usually have her on here and there, now and then, but it's really important what we're going to be talking about, so I got to make a mental note to myself to get our special guest on a more regular basis. Coming up a little later on in the hour, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who is collaborated with a small software firm in the United Kingdom and AT&T, and they've come up with a new gadget which basically gives owners of older vehicles lots of capability that they don't have. Lots of stuff that if you're used to driving new cars, you take for granted. Stuff like Bluetooth or Bluetooth streaming audio, or being able to diagnose problems of your vehicle before having to take it to a mechanic. So lots of good stuff ahead. 855-660-4261. That's the telephone number. Or you can reach us via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, it's my pleasure to bring forth to the program the one and only Landspeed Louise. Louise, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well, Bob. Thanks so much for having us on today and letting us tell the rest of America what's going on out at the SALT.
Yeah, we had a gentleman on the program and just a couple of weeks ago talking about his particular effort this year at the SALT Flats. It was his first time ever being there, and he said it was all a buzz about the conditions being better than it has been in a long time. But I understand that's not the whole story.
Yeah, and it's always good to celebrate a little improvement, but the danger in the celebration is overdoing it to the point where people think, oh, it's all fixed, we don't have to worry about it anymore. Oh, that's good, okay, what's the next thing on the list? Well, it's still on the list. While racing out there for this season, the 2018 season is better than it's been in the past 3 or 4 years, there remains a serious ecological problem out there that was brought forth by the mismanagement of the very people that are supposed to protect us, for us American citizens. 90% of the people out there were happy and satisfied that SALT was as good as they needed, but they were people that were running probably below 300 miles an hour. To them, it was pretty great. And unless mm-hmm. you broke through the thin crust, everything was great. You went, you achieved your goals, or didn't, and learned a lesson, and went home, knowing that you'd given it your best. But for those vehicles above 300, things get a little more dicey, because you need more salt. You just need more real estate. As the late Don Vesco often reminded people, you got a woe as well as you got to go. And that means when you've, it's true, when you go through that measured mile or miles with those, for those all important speeds. And remember, this is not like drag racing where you just have to go a few feet and it records a time. You have to hold a sustained speed for one full mile, wide open throttle. And when you do that, it requires, let's say that you've got everybody's got a couple of mile run-up out there, and then depending on how fast your car goes, between those over 175 miles an hour have 3 miles in which to develop their highest peak power curve. The ones under 175, they get a mile, but they also don't need a parachute. So if you're thundering along at plus 300 miles an hour and you can't make that high speed at above 300 until that last mile, you're now 5 miles into the game. And there are shutdown areas that have been, if you will, scraped a little bit cleaner so that you can slow down without having instability or a lot of bumps in that slowdown. And as you well know, or most people that would know with speed, you need to have a stable vehicle, not only in the acceleration part, but in the decel part. You could get into quite a bit of trouble. And that's our issue. The world record cars are, they're not going to run this year. No one is going to really contest for an automobile record at high speed, because after about the seventh mile out there, I would use the metaphor of scalloped potatoes or little potato chips in whipped cream. And if you hit that at a high speed, it's going to probably destabilize the car and cause some kind of pencil rolling, or worse, the brutal biological unit damaging effect of end over end, which will also pitch the vehicle up. And that's the issue. The salt crust, which was measured in feet, is now measured less than an inch or so.
Wow. Wait, one time it was measured in feet. So it's our own government, the Bureau of Environmental Management, or who is to
That's
blame
the
for
Bureau, it? It's the Bureau of Land Management, and it's
land
under the auspices of the Department of the Interior. And the BLM, they've got an odd job. They're supposed to protect our federal lands for the use, the safe use and enjoyment of all American citizens. But they are also charged with the duty of making those lands either pay for themselves or extracting a little bit of revenue out of them to essentially take care of them. So it's a little odd where you've got someone, well, you're supposed to be a protector, but you're also supposed to use the land somehow. So that's a fine balance, and I recognize that. But in when the racers saw what had been happening since the 60s, they started questioning the motives and the recreational management plan that was put into place by the Bureau of Land Management. And it wasn't until a few years ago that the racers actually found out in detail, by actually getting one of the leases that was signed with the various mining companies, and there's been three of them out there since 65, that what was happening was not the fault of the mining companies. And while they were the ones that were causing the damage by virtue of taking the salt away, they were doing so under a federal mandate and contractual agreement that they had signed, that I'm going to paraphrase here, that says, you're going to mine as much as you can, as fast as you can, and to get as much as you can without regard for anything but getting as much potash out of there and giving us as much money as possible. What's odd about that is that in any other contract, or most other contract, I won't say any because I'm not a national BLM expert, but I am pretty well-versed in Bonneville now. Let's say that you are a lumberjack and you cut a deal to thin out some old growth forest. If you get to take 100 old growth, part of that deal usually includes that you have to plant, I don't know, 100, 200, a few hundred seedlings somewhere so that the forest can regrow and that we will have some kind of return to the land, that the people get something, besides just the royalty off of some of the lumber. Or if you are doing something with mining where you actually dig a hole in the ground to extract something out of it, when you're done taking everything out of there, you can't just run off. Your job is you have to fill in the hole and put it back together and make the place nice that folks can enjoy it again. Nothing like that was ever written into any lease since 1965, and these recent leases have been renewed repeatedly, like every 10, 15 years. I don't know the exact year, but every decade or so. Not one doggone thing has ever been put into place for the Bonneville salt flats to receive any kind of relief. It wasn't until the mid-90s when the racers were really apoplectic and up in arms about the declining situation there. And now you've got to understand, this is motorsports taking the role of the Sierra Club here. You know, and they actually asked the Sierra Club, and the Sierra Club told them to blow off. They had no interest in dealing with the racers. And
hold that thought for a moment, Louise. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to hear the story.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMS Oil throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMS Oil's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMS Oil pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMS Oil continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. We've got an outstanding guest. Her name is Landspeed Louise, a.k.a. Louise Knoweth, and she's telling us all about the conditions at the Bonneville Salt Flats and the efforts, of course, to save the salt, which we've been talking about for the last year or so. Before that hard network break, Louise, you were telling us about this mismanagement and how it's led to the decline of the salt flats. Continue your comments.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to kind of just carry on, but it's a rather complicated, long project. But with about a few minutes of conversation, most folks understand. And I think the one thing I want to thank you, Bob, and the listeners, for those that are staying tuned in, is that we're trying to just raise the awareness to let people, the American people, know that amateur racing in the United States is under siege. Bonneville is a place not for millionaires, not for big sponsors, not for big money making. You get no prize money. You get a trophy and you get bragging rights. And this is where ordinary people with great big dreams go and do extraordinary things. And that's what we're trying to save. The opportunity, not just for today, that when all of us are listening, everyone, are dead 50 years, it'll still be a place where people can dream. Mm-hmm. That's the goal here. So the bottom line of what I was trying to say is that in almost every other public federal land, there's something built into the lease mechanism that keeps the place going or keeps it in a good state that the American public can use it and enjoy it. I can't imagine that they would allow people to rappel down, you know, the Mount Rushmore, spray painting their names as they went, or throwing garbage on the Appalachian Trail, or carving their name in the Saturn V rocket in Huntsville, Alabama. I just can't see that happening. But for some reason, Bonneville is not one of these places that anybody really gives a hoot about in the BLM. They say they do. They've assigned it a very technical and very serious term called an area of critical environmental concern. But as far as we, Save the Salt Coalition and the Utah Alliance, it's a group of local Utah racers who keep a good eye on the place every day, and the Save the Salt, which is a coalition that, thank you, SEMA, thank you, has put together and in many ways is funded for a number of years, to help bring the conversation to the halls of Congress, both the House, the Senate, the Department of the Interior, and the BLM in Washington, because we've gotten nowhere with the people in Salt Lake. And part of that, Bob, is because they play musical chairs. Everybody wants to be the top dog at Yosemite or at the Grand Canyon, but they don't really want to say, oh, I'm in charge of the Bonneville Salt Flats, big desert. So they change jobs all the time, and every time a new person comes in, we've got to tune them up and tell them about this. But, of course, here it is, a racer trying to tell a BLM person who is schooled and has all these degrees for land management, we're trying to tell them how it should be. Of course, we are the only people out there, we the racing community, land speed racers, amateurs, everyone, who have been out there every single year since 1949. And so having our eyes on this place, and because we put our loved ones and our friends on this thing in our speed machines, we are damn good and careful about what we do to the surface and how we keep that surface in good shape for our speed runs. Because the biological unit of any speed machine is the most valuable part. Okay, so, and you can stop me anytime, but when you put the nickel in with me, I just keep going.
Well, that's a good thing. We love your enthusiasm.
So here's the thing, that they've not done the right bit. There has been no protection really put into place. They say there is. They have these fancy terms, but it's like a spaghetti western where you walk into the bar, and as soon as you walk in, you see that it's all, you know, a facade, and there's nothing there that they've done. All of the fees that they've gotten from racing and from movies, which is in the tens of millions of dollars over the years, We can't get them to fix the damn sign at the end of the road that's been shot out with bullets and papered over with stickers and scratched for an inordinate amount of time. And that sign's been there since the 80s. They say, oh, I don't know where the money is. I don't think we can do that. But they take the money that's out of Bonneville, that's supposed to be used for Bonneville, and they use it all over the state. Now, mind you, they got a budget. And I appreciate sharing to keep all of Utah in good shape. But even the state of Utah, the government agrees with the racing community. And a couple of years back, they did a thing called the House Concurrent Resolution 8, which is a fancy legislative thing that was a love letter from the people of Utah to the racing community to say, we agree with you that the Bonneville Salt Flats International Speedway should be restored to safe racing conditions, and that's a 13-mile speedway. It was signed by the governor, and it was passed by the Utah House and Senate, not one dissenting vote. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Cooperation.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the story, and we have had our issues with this. Put the salt back, and here's the deal about what we want. The mining people have taken upwards of 100 million tons of brine over the winter, and then they will pump it into these big, giant evaporation ponds. Then they precipitate out mainly potash and a couple of other things that they then sell on the mineral market. The waste product from that is salt. But, you know, instead of doing what my mama told me, which was put it back where you got it, they've been leaving the waste salt on the other side of Interstate 80.
Oh,
that's really the crux of this whole fight. The mining precipitation ponds are on the north side, and the Bonneville Salt Flats, or am I going to get this upside down? I always get this upside down unless I look at the map. Let's just say this. The mining company and the vap ponds are on one side of Interstate 80, and Bonneville is on the other side of Interstate 80. Mm-hmm. So it's been a teeter-totter effect where the salt has been sucked out at the rate of at least 100 million tons a year. And in 1997, when the United States Geologic Survey came back and said, well, we believe that the hand of man is got something to do with the decrease of the salt volume, that the mining company at the time, Riley, said, okay, we're going to help, and they started putting back the waste salt at the rate of 1.5 million tons, not 100 million, 1.5 million over the winter. They did that for 5 years, and in 2001, we knew that it worked. And how would you do that? Well, how about Don Vesco, who I mentioned earlier, the late Don Vesco, driving the Turbinator, ran a 458-mile-an-hour world record that, as I stand and sit here and talk to you right now, is still the world's fastest hot rod and the world's fastest wheel-driven vehicle from an FIA world perspective. And it's not because the Vesco team and the folks are better than anybody else on the planet, because certainly George Petit and the Speed Demon, Danny Thompson and his Challenger 2, you know, Bob Dalton and the Flashpoint.
Hold
you know.
There for a second.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
For you. USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump has suggested that Senator Dianne Feinstein, the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, leaked the letter in which a Kavanaugh accuser, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, told her story. During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Republican Senator Tom Cotton said there's a well-established process of confidentiality on the committee.
Dianne Feinstein could have showed that letter to Chuck Grassley, and the two of them, as the leaders of that committee, could have shared it with the FBI, who could have discreetly conducted this inquiry in July and in August without betraying Ms. Ford's competences. And they have betrayed her. They pointed her to lawyers who lied to her and did not tell her that the committee staff was willing to go to California to interview her.
Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat on the Judiciary Committee, tells CNN's State of the Union.
The White House should not be allowed to micromanage an FBI investigation.
The president says the FBI can interview anyone they want. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We continue with our good friend, Lance B. Louise, here on Auto World. She's telling us all about the conditions in Utah at the Bonneville Salt Flats. It's true, they were better this year, but that's only part of the story, and Louise has been spearheading Save the Salt and working with the Utah Alliance, and it's so important that we get the word out about this. Louise, sorry, when you do national radio, there's a lot of heartbreak, so we ran into another heartbreak, but make sure and tell everybody how they can get involved to Save the Salt and finish the story you were telling us about Team Vesco.
Okay, well, let's do the most important stuff, and you're right. I apologize. I don't look at the clock. I just speak from my heart, and I keep going. The big thing is I'd like everybody to try and visit the Save the Salt website, and it's very simple, www.savethesalt.org. We are an organization. If you go there on the landing page, there is a call to action, and the call to action is set up with SEMA that if you click on the button, it will take you to a letter that has been put together by the Save the Salt folks and SEMA and everybody involved with this to ask the BLM to please restore the Bonneville Salt Flats to safe racing conditions. When you click on this, they'll ask you for your address, just like a voter, and it will give you who your two senators are, and it will also tell you who your representative is in the House. If you agree with this letter, all you have to do is hit punch, and it will automatically send it to all three. If you would like to add your own comments up in front, or you don't agree with a part, you can take it out. But you can send it easily through email, and you don't have to send it through the snail mail. Of course, you can also download the letter and send it yourself if you'd like to add any other items to it. That would be a great big help. Because here's the thing. The reason I'm doing these things, Bob, and folks, listen, I'm trying to tell you, and the Save the Salt is trying to tell you what's going on at Bonneville. If you know about this and you care about this and you want to help fix this, we need your help now. If you learn about it and you don't care about it, then there's nothing more that we can do. We, the racers, can't make you love us. We can't make you fix it. We can only tell you what's going on out there, but we need your help. It's going to take more than the racing community to tell the BLM they've screwed up and they need to really pay attention to fixing this thing. So that's part of the reason I'm doing this outreach, is literally to just alert America about this situation. Nobody's going to fight. Nobody's going to get violent. Nobody's going to get ugly. We're just going to lose this wonderful place for amateur racing. So here's the thing, as I was talking before the break, the reason that Don Vesco set that record in 2001 is because there was a salt laydown program that was done voluntarily. The racing community would like to make this voluntary program permanent and mandatory, that if you had anything going on out there that you, in terms of extracting minerals, you got to put some of that salt product, that waste product, back. We're asking for that. In addition, not just to have the leases, but to make up for all the screw-ups over the years, we have put together an engineering plan, a tiered, structured program that will take between 8 and 10 years to do. It could be done quicker, but there are all kinds of details and limits that when you put this much salt back, it'll be measured. We'll see what happens each year. And it could be that it could be done earlier. It could be that it'll take a little bit more. Let me just tell you, Bonneville is kind of like a car ignition system type of thing, or a motor. You got intake, compression, ignition, and exhaust. With Bonneville, you got precipitation, where it rains, because there is no freshwater feed. There are no rivers or lakes. You have evaporation. When it gets hot and sunny, the water evaporates off the salt. Then you have percolation, where water, brine, is coming up from, it's drawn up by that heat and light onto the surface. And it looks like little bits of cottage cheese, and it makes these polygonals of salt crust growth. And then there's the part that's the most important. It's called desiccation, where the water in that cottage cheese-looking stuff evaporates and it becomes hard salt. That's the process that's been going on for 11,000 years and what's made the Bonneville salt flats. And just like if you come to a symphony or a choral group, you gotta sing in harmony. And all four of those things have to be in harmony. If those four things with an auto engine are out of harmony, doesn't run right. And with Bonneville, you don't get the salt crust build. And that's what's happened the past couple of years in great detail. Everything's been out of whack. We've had too much water, not enough desiccation, and there just hasn't been enough salt. And because they have been taking salt volume off the salt flats for the past 45, 50-some years, there's a lot less salt there. It's less in circumference, and the inches, the thickness of the salt, has just dissipated. And we're just asking them, will you please put it back where you got it? And that's kind of the story. So I'll shut up. You can ask me questions, and hopefully I won't get cut off again, and I'm trying to be respectful to the listeners and to you.
Oh, you're doing a great job. It's such an important topic and such a passionate one, and just hearing the passion in your voice as you talk about it is really enthusiastic, and that's what we need to do, is get more people involved with the campaign Save the Salt and the Utah Alliance. Let's talk a little bit more about Team Vesco. They had the 458 mile per hour run a while back. I understand recently they eclipsed that mark. Is that true?
Oh boy, yeah. And that's what's the interesting part. They can't run for the world record at the absolute limit because there's just not enough salt. But Dave Spangler, who is now the driver of the Turbinator 2, He went a lot faster. He set a new national record that is now higher than the world record of 482 miles an hour. Baby, that be quick, let me tell you, when you see that ripping across the salt. And the out-the-door backstory door speed, which the USFRA will tell you right away, they had a little clock glitch, but all their matrix and their arithmetic, which I don't get involved with, they figured that Dave had a top speed, and it's a drag racing trap, of 492 miles an hour, which means we're 8 miles an hour off the 500 mark.
Wow.
Wheel driven. It's the fastest hot rod in the land.
Absolutely amazing. What kind of power plant does it have, putting out that kind of power?
It's a T3 turbine, and now before anybody sticks their tongue out at it, let me just tell you people right now, this is a hot rod. They took that thing out of a helicopter, and instead of spinning those rotors, they put that thing sideways, and they built a custom gearbox that took that power off that main rotor and spit it out into full-time four-wheel drive, thank you very much. There is no thrust advantage. And that thing goes like a scalded cat. So it's already up to about 350 miles an hour in the first mile. It goes. It isn't so much going in a straight line, Bob. It's staying in a straight line.
That is tremendous.
And I need to offer for all the rest of you out there who the next time you crab about, oh, I'm too old, or oh, I can't do that, or oh, this and that, shut up. Every one of you shut up and get on with it. Dave Spangler, the driver, 76 years old.
That's inspirational for all of us.
There's hope for every one of us. If that old buzzard can do it and drive straight and not hit anything, I think we could do lesser feats easily. Maybe he's not going to like me calling him an old buzzard. Oh, God. I'm going to hear about that. I know it. But there's
Absolutely.
Others that are coming up to do that. And you know, when you look at Danny Thompson on YouTube, when he got that thing to 450, I want people to go back and look at that and look at how much steering input that guy had to put into that car at 450. It's the reason, ladies and gentlemen, he had to retire that car. The salt wasn't as good as it should have been. And Danny did everything he could on this earth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
She's been doing such a great job that we're going to continue with Land Speed Louise for the entire hour, because that's how important this story is, the story of saving the salt, the Bonneville Salt Flats, and she was just telling us about Team Vesco with this new record just achieved of 482 miles per hour. Now that's the national speed record. That's higher than the current 458 mile an hour world speed record. What's the difference between the national speed record and the world speed record?
Well, with the world record, you've got to do two runs. All of the records have to have two runs. Let's start with that. But with the world record, you've got to do the two runs within a 60-minute window. And if you don't, you get to start all over again and do it again. With the national record, because so many people are out there competing nationally, and this is the amateurs. This is not, you know, get in line, I'm more important, and I go faster than you, so you have to go behind me. It's first come, first serve at the Bonneville Salt Flats starting line. So you have to go out. And if your record is 400 and you drive 405, you have qualified on the 400 record, and you have the option of going to impound or trying to go back to the starting line and see if you can go faster than 405. If you choose to go to impound, you get 4 hours to fuel the car, change, you know, whatever fluids, check the tires, blah, 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 do all of those things to ready the vehicle, pack the parachutes for record runs. And record runs happen the next day. So the two runs happen normally over a two-day period. One where you'll have all of the national folks in all the classes, cars, trucks, and motorcycles, all go out and contest their records. And at the end of the day, you'll see impound will usually be filled up with various people who have qualified for their records. The following morning at sunrise, and it's always a good day when you wake up and you know that you're an impound, because you are the first ones to go. It's called record runs.
That's great. So
you always want to be up for sunrise at Bonneville. And at record runs, that's the second run that goes on. And if, let's say, you had that 400-mile run and you ran a 405 and then you ran a 410, well, your new record would be 407.5, because they average that.
Sure.
And they go the same way. Now, with world records, they have to go in opposite directions. That's the rule, because many years ago when this started in the teens, the 1900s, people would say, okay, well, I'll do two runs, and they were going to do two runs downhill. Well, that was a little cheating. So the FIA, it was the world body, the same ones that run Formula One, said, that's fine. Well, you can do two runs now, but one of them has to be uphill. So that kind of took care of the I'm going to go downhill program, people.
Yeah.
And so now you have to do two runs in opposite directions, where the national records, just because there's so many people, they make the national one where you still have to do the two runs, but, you know, everybody gets herded into this corral of impound, and then they go out the next day. So it's harder to set a world record because you got to do everything in a doggone big hurry. And it gets tense. It gets anxiety ridden in there. You know, there's a lot of clenched teeth and tight butts.
That's very good. Does Team Vesco have their eyes set on the magical 500 mile per hour mark?
Oh, that was the whole point of building the Turbinator in the beginning. It was Project 500. That's what Don Vesco wanted to do, and his brother Rick, who is the builder, the fabricator of this thing. Don certainly was not just the driver, but also a great mechanic in his own right. I mean, he came to the world land record already owning and setting a number of world motorcycle records. As a matter of fact, the late Vesco, Don Vesco, is the only man who has ever owned the world motorcycle title and the world automobile title, but not at the same time.
Wow, that's great. I didn't realize the overall size of Salt Flats, 13 miles, but as you were explaining a little bit earlier in the broadcast, that's where they're running out of racing space, that not all of the 13 miles was improved for 2018.
So no, that's correct.
Really need to work on getting more people involved, getting the word out there, and making that whole 13 miles absolutely rock solid. And I remember, Louise, you telling me last year that there, at one point the salt was actually feet thick.
Yep. Yep. Now, not feet thick all across. There is a gypsum base underneath, and it undulates. I mean, sometimes you'll have maybe a couple of feet, maybe you'll have a foot and a half, maybe you'll have three, you know, but it undulates, and it's like this big, giant, shallow bowl. And let's say this bowl has 100 gallons in it, metaphorically speaking, of gypsum. Well, there's only about, even in the beginning, 11,000 years ago, there was only about 80 gallons of salt. And each year when it would rain, the salt goes into solution, just like when you pour salt in a pot when you're boiling pasta. Well, it goes into solution, and the top surface would become this briny solution. When the sun would come out and you would get into spring and summer, that water would evaporate off, and depending on which way the wind blows, because the wind blows like fierceness out there, I mean, almost sometimes tornado force. We got blown off the salt actually this year. It started at 20. It was a steady 40, gusting to 65 knots by the time we all got off the salt. I watched it move full porta potties, you know, a quarter mile. So the wind blows like crazy, but it does this in the winter. And depending where the prevailing winds are, that's where that 80 pounds or 80 gallons of salt ends up. So it moves around. It's a movable feast, like Hemingway would have said. And that's the part that's getting less. So maybe, and this is all metaphorically, I'm just trying to get people an idea of what's going on. Instead of having 80 gallons out there, man, I'd be surprised if we had 60 left, or maybe 50, because it's so thin. And at the top end, and I'm going to post my video. I've learned how to fly drones just to go get this footage. At the top end, at the 7, 8, 9 mile, where you really need it to be also just as thick and just as smooth, the slowdown, it's potato chips out there. It's scalloped potatoes, and it's broken up. So if you come hurtling down there, if you have a problem with the parachute and you still have to come hurtling down there at speed, you're going to have a hell of a time keeping that car stable.
so true. Once again, remind everybody where they can get involved with Save the Salt.
Please, folks, www.savethesalt.org. It'll take you to the landing page where there's a call to action with a pre-made letter that SEMA and the Save the Salt and the Utah Alliance have put together that merely is asking the Bureau of Land Management, your senators and your member in the House of Representatives, to please, would you please fix the Bonneville Salt Flats, the 13-mile safe racing. We don't want to put the mining company out of business. As a matter of fact, we changed the narrative. The land speed racing community and the miners are the two biggest users of the Bonneville Salt Flats. And instead of beating each other up, calling each other names over the years, we've changed that. We found out in the lease that it wasn't their fault. We know that we need them to help put that salt back. And we, the biggest users, are saying to the BLM, yes, we agree, Bonneville should be restored. Now we need to hear from the American public. Absent the American public voice, there ain't going to be anything for the amateur racers because we're not enough. Nobody listens to us. We don't have big, giant money. We don't have big power and influence. We just got a lot of dreams, and we'd like to live them.
Exactly. And as was portrayed in the movie, The Fastest Indian, I mean, this is a this is something that folks do out of personal pride, out of their own passion and desire. It is not a, as you said, highly sponsored event. It's not a big buck event. This is for the diehard enthusiasts and just being able to have your name go down in history. I've never been to the Salt Flats. It's one of the things that I've got to do because for years I've been interviewing folks like yourself about the Salt Flats, but I understand it's just an amazing sight when it's all going on.
Yep, it is. It most certainly is. And I want to say something to folks, that the joy of setting a record at Bonneville, whether it's 100 miles an hour or 400 miles an hour, is no greater or no less at the 1 or 400 than it is if you won the Indy 500 or the F1 Formula Ship. I guarantee you the joy is the same.
Absolutely. Landspeed Louise, thanks so much for your time here today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Go to the website, folks. Please.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.